Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. In our last podcast, we spoke to Todd Watts, who has started PatientFi, which is a financing option for our patients. And I cannot emphasize how successful that first podcast was. And I've decided to ask Mr. Watts back to maybe get into a little deeper discussion of what sets PatientFi apart from other finance companies and what's made his company such a fast-growing success and really been a handout and a hand-up to help the dental professions and other medical professionals in such a difficult financial state to help our patients acquire the financing for the treatment they truly need. Todd, thank you so much for joining us again. I know you're very busy. Can you give us a brief overview? I know you explained it a little bit on our last podcast, but tell us a little bit about PatientFi and what makes it stand out.
Yeah, so thanks again for having me back. You know, PatientFi has been is a fairly entrenched competitor in the medical aesthetics arena, particularly in plastic surgery. We're now about 25% of our business now is in dentistry, and we've built a team, full team around, as well as a platform tailor-made for large dental practices, large dental group practices and DSOs. If you ask a lot of the, particularly the larger DSOs and group practices, you know, over the years, is a lot of dental patient financing companies have kind of always come and left the market. Or you have someone who one day was doing financing for oil changes, and then they kind of did an appearance in the dental space for a couple years or months and left. And we've kind of, the ship has sailed just by the definition of what we name the company, being PatientFi. And so this is a business and financing company solely focused on healthcare. We'll always be in healthcare. We have over $1 billion in lending capacity today. We have significant venture capital investors behind us. We're in all 50 states. The team we've put together to serve the DSO and broader dental community has over 75 years of combined experience just in the patient financing space. And I think our platform is really unique, where we can, it's not just a single threaded platform where you just have one lender that you're at the mercy of what that one lender decides. We have multiple lenders on our platform, multiple lenders for prime, which is kind of first look, higher credit quality. We have more lenders for second look for those that might not be able to get those, you know, bank or credit financing and they need another option, as well as in-house financing. So for those patients where no one would ever be able to lend money because maybe they have no credit or what have you, we also offer the practice the ability to offer an in-house financing plan. So again, probably the most flexible, customizable tech platform for the patient financing space. That's kind of the update, and it's good to be back.
Well, in full disclosure, I am working closely with your company to integrate PatientFi into my own practice in my own MSO, and I'm excited. The customer service has been fantastic, and the follow-up has been great. So I do think our listeners will benefit. Can you just give us just an overview, since most healthcare professionals are not business savvy, myself included in that group, what do you look for in your typical patient? Is it just their birth date, their address? What kind of information is our patient sharing with you so that your company can make a decision on the credit worthiness and that ability to help Mr. and Mrs. Smith finance their healthcare?
Yeah, it's remarkable, even sometimes when I look at it, how much information we're able to gather about a patient in full disclosure with, obviously we need their consent, but with getting very little information from them. And again, that's for no, the benefit of that is we're able to react quickly, be able to give decisions in real time, and our decisions are in real time, and we extend credit immediately. So we check over 175 different variables across credit, finance, financial status. We, in some circumstances, will ask for banking data if we can't make a credit decision based on other parameters. So what are the inputs that are required from the patient during the application for us to have all the evaluation points we need, which are generally across credit reports, background checks, and other things, which we call FICO score. We partner with the credit bureaus, but all we really need is a first and last name, last four digits of a borrower or the patient's social security number. With that information alone, we can do almost most of the job that we need to do. We obviously, to be able to check credit, we need the patient's consent. So that's given during the application. And then after that, a lot of it's confirmatory. We would like to know, obviously confirm that the address we have on file or through the credit bureaus is correct. And then we'll, in many circumstances, would like them to confirm what the estimated income is that we have on file. And if we don't, we'll ask them for their stated income, whether they rent or own their home. And then that's usually about it. And then obviously we want them to make sure they understand exactly what the loan is from there. But from there, that's really all of the inputs that the patient is, that we're asking for. And then again, within a matter of seconds, we're able to do all of our work in the background and run our algorithms and render a decision. And if we can't, as a, our kind of prime, as we call them, prime meaning first, like the highest credit quality lenders, if we can't give a decision directly for them, immediately and again within seconds, we pass it on to other lenders that can maybe give credit to those that are thin credit files or are more credit challenged. So all of that, obviously, that's all easy to say now from a business perspective. How do you make sure? Because a lot of times, you know, it's just, you know, even processing fees or what have you, that a practice is, it can be painful sometimes, even if it's 3% wanting to pay that. But you have to remember is for every patient that doesn't pay back, you know, patient by our partners, whether it's our loan or a partner's loan, it can be quite expensive if a patient defaults. And the only way I could tell, I can tell you that works to make sure that we're doing good loans. And what we're looking for is we want to see really good history and credit payments. So they've been able to keep their credit in good standing. We obviously have, we check their FICO score, which is the credit bureau's evaluation of their credit, but then we do our own internal scoring. And believe it or not, one of the highest correlations, and this is an interesting takeaway for your audience, is the correlation between outcomes and credit worthiness, the correlation is remarkably consistent. And what I mean by that is, and we've followed up with a lot of patients over the years asking about how'd your experience go and how did things go, is practices that deliver happy patients will deliver a patient that pays timely. And it's an interesting phenomenon that not a lot of people talk about. Whereas if you're delivering good solutions, usually your financing partner like PatientFi will be able to maybe approve even more for you as a partner of ours. If you call in and say, hey, we really need like to get this patient approved or what have you, because we know that on average, you're delivering a patient above and beyond even what their credit score says, that's going to pay because you're delivering a service they're going to be satisfied with.
Mr. Watson, our last podcast, you mentioned a couple of things that I think the audience should be reminded of, particularly new listeners. But you had that 0%, and you had that ability for the office to make decisions on either the entire package that PatientFi offers or just selected areas of PatientFi. Perhaps you can just review that a little bit for this particular podcast.
Yeah, so PatientFi, we offer, I think, about the widest range of product selections in the market. So we offer 0% plans, which means that the patient is given a promotional period under which if they pay off the loan in full, there's no interest. And those range from 6 months 0% plans to 12, 18, and 24. And we've had circumstances where we build custom plans for large dental practices that want to even go further out for 0% plans. And then we offer what we call variable rate plans. And those are ones where there it is not 0% interest, but it's offering a scaling interest rate down all the way down from 6.99% up to 28.99%, and those range from 12 months all the way up to 72 months in it. And just the same, you know, being the flexible program that we are, we've been able to accommodate longer term loans as well. But as we, when we go into a practice, we allow the practice to select which plans they want to offer. There's different pricing, processing fees for a variety of the different plans. And then the transaction amount, we're, you know, we're able to deliver all these different products, and we can approve from $200 all the way up to $40,000, in some cases $50,000 for much larger ticket procedures. So it's a, when a practice signs up with PatientFi, we go through all of that. And you'd be surprised how when we work with practices, some of them will say, hey, look, I don't want to offer, only when a transaction size gets up to, let's just say $10,000, then I want to offer this product or that product. And that's where we can do a lot of really neat custom development for each practice that we work with, so they can offer things that are very custom to them.
One of the questions that I'd like to pose to you, Mr. Watts, is in the event that there's some kind of mishap, Mr. and Mrs. Smith are not 100% happy with results, no matter how hard that dental team tries to perform. Every business has their problems. And in circumstances where PatientFi has taken, let's just say, a percentage of that fee for your processing, how do you resolve that when Mr. and Mrs. Smith call PatientFi and say, look, I'm stopping my payments to you because the service that was rendered was less than the standard of care, and I'm unhappy with the service I've received? What are the working aspects? How does PatientFi deal with these situations? And I know each one is slightly unique, but in the end, you know, if you're dissatisfied with something, you cancel your credit card, and they have processes and procedures to resolve it. What's PatientFi's process and procedure?
Yeah, that's a great question, and especially for our, you know, large clients, we have a dedicated, which what we call a dispute team. And it happens, right? And that's something we monitor very carefully. And some providers, it kind of goes back to that same outcomes correlating. And not only is it correlation with defaults, it's the perfect example you just gave me, is that someone calls up and says, hey, I'm not happy with my procedure. How much more likely is that person to pay? A lot less likely they're going to want to pay if they're not happy. So we have a team that all we do is work directly with borrowers. I will say that for satisfaction with service, ultimately, PatientFi will be responsible and when it's financially responsible. So my point is if someone calls up and says, hey, I don't like the way my teeth turned out, our immediate next process is to obviously contact the provider in the event maybe the provider isn't aware of that. We try our best so we can kind of come out with a win-win-win, where we obviously want to have the make sure the practice is aware they have a dissatisfied patient. We want to give the practice the opportunity to turn that dissatisfied patient into a loyal customer. So if there is revisions or things that can still left to be done, we want to be able to give the practice the opportunity to do so. Ultimately, where PatientFi will go back to the provider and say, and if you will, ask for the, you know, the transaction to be canceled, is really only when the services that were described actually weren't rendered. So if a patient's not satisfied, ultimately that's something that PatientFi will have to work out directly with the patient, and that's on a case-by-case basis. But if the services weren't rendered, that's usually when we'll go back to the provider and say, hey, look, they're saying they didn't get this part of the treatment. But it's always, you're right, a case-by-case basis. It's always a collaborative effort as a team between the provider, staff, PatientFi, and the patient. But ultimately, are we in the business of, you know, if, hey, if you're not happy with your procedure, you don't have to pay for it. That's not the way it works with anything. And again, it goes back to the better we are at choosing the providers we want to work with, the better, that the less disruption of things like you're describing where there's disputes even happen. And luckily, knock on wood, we have a pretty low dispute rate at PatientFi and the providers we work with. So,
well, that's the best that we could all hope for. Everybody's trying to do the best, but sometimes incidences occur. And I appreciate your bluntness and your honesty in addressing that question. As we come to a close, Mr. Watts, is there a way that the best way for our listeners to reach out and say, you know what, I think it's time to check this PatientFi out. I think it's an advantage, and it certainly seems to be taking the dental profession by storm, and I see it doing nothing but expanding and improving. And how do they reach out to you? What's the best way for them to start the process to get signed up with your business?
Yeah, I think a great place to start is just go on patientfi.com, and any provider can easily enroll to access more information. It's very seamless and easy to enroll. You can enroll within one day. We can have a practice up and running, or email sales@patientfi.com. We have a sales team dedicated to the DSO community and the broader dental community to not only serve you in a sales capacity, but each practice has their own designated account manager. You know, we have 5-star service, as I mentioned on the last call. We're proud of that, and we look forward to earning your business.
Well, Mr. Watts, nothing but the best for you and your company. And I can't thank you enough for taking the time to educate not just myself, but our audience. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin. This is Ascent Dental Solution with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. Again, a special shout out to our sponsors, David Wolf and his podcast team, along with Vocal Dental Supply, Patterson Dental Supply, and Henry Schein Dental Supply. Without their support, these podcasts would be very difficult. Again, a shout out to Patient Fi and Mr. Todd Watts. Thank you again for giving us the information today, and we look forward to working with you in the near future. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I look forward to chatting with you in the near future.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.